Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got some breaking news in the middle of the show yesterday here with Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. And it was about Major Garrett, who is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS.
It wasn't just about Major Garrett. It was from Major Garrett.
And from him. He broke the news to you. I didn't get no text message. CBS chief Washington correspondent.
I was able to hold it over his head, Major. I was like, Major texted me. Did you see that? He texted me.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah.
Well, I believe Amy has, uniquely of the tandem I am speaking to, provided me her number.
You have mine?
Don't be friends with him too, Major. This is all I have.
Here, real quick, let me read your number out loud. Tell me if this is right.
No. Yeah, start with 888. Yes.
Okay, so the big news is the takeout.
Well, yes, look, and we've been playing around with this big news. It's not that big news. It's what I've been sort of hinting for months now. I wish it had come sooner, but, you know, we got to redesign a studio. We got to create a kind of infrastructure. So the show that I had for 8 years, The Takeout, which ended in January, and when it ended, I promised everyone, because I knew back then this day would come. I just didn't know it would take 5 months, that it would come back. And now it comes back on Tuesday of next week after Memorial Day weekend. We launched The Takeout 5 nights a week on CBS News 24/7, our streaming news service. It will be a hour-long show, mostly about politics, of course, lots of headlines, but also in keeping with what The Takeout always was, a place of relentless curiosity and steadfastly non-ideological. All comers are welcome, and we will explore not just politics, but culture, sports, finance, things that interest me, things that interest my team. And we want the show to be defined not by how many people come on the show to argue, because I'm not inviting anyone to come on my show to argue. I'm inviting people to come on my show to explain things, to teach me and to teach the audience, and to pull back the curtain on things that perhaps Washington in the sort of here they come, there they go coverage, meaning every turn of the screw and everyone walking down a hallway uttering something that's basically forgettable 30 minutes later, we're not going to do that. We're trying to have contextual, interesting, curious conversations in addition to the political news. And like a true podcast, if we do an interview that runs long, 40 minutes or so, we'll run 10 or 20 minutes on the TV show because it still has to live within the confines of a TV show. But all the rest of it, just like we did on The Takeout, we're running the podcast platform, running our YouTube page, so everyone can see all of our work all the time.
Well, we're glad to finally have some resolution on this because people keep asking, and I have to keep saying, I don't know. I don't know.
And
I can ask Major.
Half of them, yes.
And I can see from the press picture that your couch, your red couch, did come in, and I'm very.
We do have, as people will see, two very beat up red chairs that we found in an alley somewhere here in D.C.
Hey, it's the Merv
that's
Griffin
exactly
set.
The kind of chair. No new furniture. No, all the furniture in this set is very beat up and weathered, and like you would find at the back of your neighborhood bar, which is the feel that I want the show to have.
Awesome.
That's great.
Because if you look at the set, as I'm sure you did, it doesn't look like a normal TV set at all, because it isn't.
Well, I didn't see it because I didn't get the text, but not a big deal. I'm not mad.
Yeah, hey, I'm thrilled.
Major. Hey, you want to tell us about this big, beautiful bill and what's going to happen now that the House is into it, but the Senate probably is going to, it's going to be a little tougher road there.
Yeah, so I'm really amazed that House Republicans, that's what they called it. So if you're going to refer to this legislation, you have to call it by its legislative name. And its legislative name is the Big Beautiful Bill.
Oh,
I mean, they've taken political branding to an ultimate level now. This is the highest or lowest form, depending on your perspective, of political branding. And this does many, many things. It continues the 2017 Trump tax cuts. It adds some new ones. For certain income categories, there'll be no taxes on tipped income, with certain very specific descriptions of what tipped income actually is. So it is meant to help those who actually work for tip income, not people saying, well, I'm a hedge fund manager, suddenly I'm being paid in tips, so now I don't have to pay any taxes. No, you can't do that. No tax on overtime income. So that's also for those who work longer hours, that income not subject to taxation. Those are costly, but they're ways that this bill is meant to help those in the working class. There are substantial benefits for those who are wealthy Americans. And the initial analysis of this bill is those who are on food assistance, those who are on Medicaid will suffer some, and those who are at the higher end of the income scale will benefit, continuing a long-running trend of about 30 or 40 years of American tax policy where, because you're already wealthy, the gains you have are the gains you keep, and the tax bill will help you get wealthier. And if you're poor or middle class, there are some benefits for you. There certainly are. But proportionally, they don't compare with the benefits of those who are already wealthy. The Senate will look at this. It will change some things. This morning, the Senate Republican leader, John Thune, said it is a goal and aspiration to pass this by July 4th. That's not a hard and fast deadline. What I would say is this bill is likely to pass the Senate and reach the president's desk no later than end of July, early August.
Major, so much of the political talking points from Donald Trump and his supporters is that Joe Biden was disastrous and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 was disastrous, and they're going to be so, so different. And when you look at this bill, it's not really that different. It's not a full repeal of the Inflation Reduction Act. It does include some bailouts for like California, New York, and New Jersey. There's some similarities, are there not?
Well, it does take a pretty significant axe to green energy incentives, tax credits and subsidies that were in the Inflation Reduction Act. Not all of them, but a good number of them, and it accelerates their expiration. So if there are things in there that are related to encouraging, subsidizing, or providing tax credits for green energy, they're almost all eradicated in this bill. Whether that survives the Senate, we don't know. Why is that a question? Well, it's a question as a matter of politics and policy, because some of those tax incentives and credits have spurned the development of green energy, renewable energy in red states. And some red states, Texas is chief among them, but not alone, have found that there are benefits of encouraging renewable energy as an alternative, not replacement, but alternative energy source. And so some Republicans are like, no, these things actually work where I live and where my state benefits from this, and we'd like to keep them. That's going to be part of the Senate conversation. But when it comes to funds for the border, building the border wall, doing things with missile defense, which the Biden administration thought was technologically interesting, but not really sure it was worthy of an investment, this bill has $25 billion for the so-called Golden Dome. That would be a nationwide missile defense system along the lines of what Israel has, What Israel has is a much smaller territory, much less sophisticated missiles and rockets that try to penetrate its airspace, much easier to defend, not easy, but easier than all the continental United States. But that's in the bill. So there's a lot of things in there. And the president and his economic advisors keep saying this bill will generate substantial economic growth. Economists, and most importantly, bond traders are yet to be convinced. The bond traders, and it's been said many times and it's worth repeating, people who buy stocks are optimists. People who buy bonds are realists. If you buy a stock, you're betting on the future of a company. You see some numbers, you think there's an opportunity. You're an optimist. If you're a bond trader or a bond purchaser, you look at the hard underlying reality about what you're going to get in a couple of years for the investments you've made. It's a safer investment, less upside, but much less downside. And when there's downside risk, you begin to sell off. So bond traders look at all this and say, no, no, whatever economic growth will not offset the implications for future deficits and larger national debt. Larger national debt means higher interest payments, which means higher interest rates, all of which make them nervous. And right now, the consensus among those who are realists in the bond market is this is going to add to our deficit problem, not reduce it. That's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, the CBO says that this it's something like $3.8 trillion, I think, was the number that it will it will increase the deficit. And also, Republicans have been saying that they're not going to touch Medicaid, but it looks like there's something like $600-700 billion in cuts to that program. So how's that going to go over politically?
Much larger than that. Much larger than that. The Medicaid changes are real. Republicans will argue that they are they're primarily about work requirements and some reimbursement rates to certain states to make Medicaid more responsive to the needs of those who were originally qualified for Medicaid. Single mothers, the disabled, the elderly, fixed income, and the like. This able-bodied person requirement of either having a job, seeking a job, volunteering, or obtaining job training in order to qualify, essentially a paperwork requirement. You've got to prove you're doing those things in order to maintain your eligibility. There are some cost savings that you can achieve in Medicaid that way. But a lot of people I've talked to who don't have a political dog in this fight say, look, most of the people who are on Medicaid who are quote-unquote able-bodied and are still receiving Medicaid benefits are not actually able-bodied. They have other reasons why, medical and otherwise, where they can't work or can't hold down a job. So you're not going to achieve the savings that you think you are. You're just going to ask a lot more people to fill out a lot more paperwork, and they're probably going to qualify anyway. Whether or not that's true, this is something the Republicans have emphasized. They've passed it. It's in the bill in the House. Interestingly, in Missouri, Senator Josh Hawley is not sold on this theory. And he said these Medicaid reductions are real, they're biting, they will change people's lives detrimentally, and he's not sold on them politically. So keep an eye on Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, because he's basically laid down a marker and wants to be judged by this, that he will not vote for and not support things that materially reduce the ability of Medicaid to serve Missourians and those who qualify in other states.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about that a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So he's he's steadfast in that.
Major, a tragic situation here. Two Israeli embassy staff members were murdered in a shooting in Washington, D.C. Overnight. What do we know mm-hmm. about the shooter?
And the
victims and you know who they were.
So we know the shooter essentially turned himself in right after committing this double murder in public view. Walked in, said, I dispensed the gun over here. I'm responsible. Take me into custody. Words to that effect. And he was taken into custody. He's from Chicago. Elliot Rodriguez, I believe, is his full name. He screamed. Witnesses saw this. Free Palestine, free Palestine. Before committing this double murder, and there will be a prosecution, a swift prosecution. The two victims were attending an event at the D.C. Jewish Museum, not the Holocaust Museum. It is a museum devoted to celebrating the long history of Jewish life in Washington, D.C. There's an event there. Couple preparing to be engaged, and they were slain after this event in what is now being characterized as a racially motivated hate crime, and it will be prosecuted quite obviously, as it should be, to the fullest extent of the law. And there is now evidence on social media that the shooter had issued a bunch of statements about Israel and Gaza, the suffering of Palestinians there, the numbers, the famine, the difficulty obtaining humanitarian aid, a long set of grievances. This is no rational or legal response to those grievances, quite obviously, but he carried out this heinous criminal act. This is only marginally interesting, but it's interesting to me. I was at another event about two blocks away, exiting my event about the same time this murder happened. So I was a couple of blocks away. I heard the police activity. I did not hear any of the event itself. But it just reminded me, in Washington, D.C., in this very charged political climate, it's a worrisome time.
Major Garrett, as always, we do appreciate talking with you. Thank you for being with us today. And we're excited about the takeout. We're glad to have it back in a different form.
And I'm so very glad to bring it back. Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, and The Takeout on CBS News 24/7.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.